Today is Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Data Privacy Day. It's also National Plan for Vacation Day. It's National Gift of the Ladybug Day. And it is National Blueberry Pancake Day. So there you go. I never make pancakes. I feel like they're just a mixture of maybe flour, sugar, salt, egg, and maybe baking powder or baking soda. I guess baking powder. I'm totally making that up. But it's a fluffy dough, right? So you need something to help it rise. Maybe you don't even need egg, but I feel like you need it to be eggy for both texture but also taste. Because if it's just flour and sugar, I don't know. I feel like there's something that would be missing there. I'm struggling here because I'm trying to. So I thought to myself, okay, I took a couple of week break off of the Podcast Maps project because all the features were there that were needed for the minimum viable product, or as we would say, MVP. As a product manager. But I knew he really wanted email. And you know, the main reason that I didn't do email is because I was struggling to get the email address set up so that I could send emails from my application. Because you have to pay extra if you want. So I wanted to use a Gmail address to send the email because that's free. And I didn't realize you could not, and somebody's going to write in and go, oh my God, Adam, yes, you can. But I didn't realize that Gmail doesn't allow the usage of like an application sending emails, or it's basically called a service account, where the account is not a person. It's, you know, there's an application that's sending emails. And so I was struggling with that, and I thought, well, he wants this as soon as possible, so let's go ahead and develop the features that are easier, and then we'll move on to the more complex stuff later. And again, the code wasn't that difficult to send an email. ChatGPT can tell you how to do that, or you can Google it, or, you know, there's a million examples of sending an email, you know, from a JavaScript application. But anyway, so I'm still struggling so much. So I finally got to the point where, because I started on it again last night, and I was like, okay, I already set up an email in Gmail. So this is when I went through. I want to try this again. Well, what I came up with finally was that no, Gmail will not let you do that with a Gmail account, basically. There may be a workaround, I don't know, but Gmail will not let you do that. So then there are services that do, and one of them is called SendGrid. Well, just so happens that the phone numbers that I use come from the parent company of SendGrid. So my login for SendGrid is the same as my login for Twilio. Or, well, anyway, regardless, they recognize me. So it's like, oh, great, I'll use that. Well, they have this whole process where if you want to send email as another address, then you, and I'm sure this is standard, but I don't do much of sending email from code. So I don't do this. In fact, I don't know that I've ever done it. But anyway, regardless, because all of our like Pride 48 websites and all that kind of good stuff, they are using A, the Pride 48 email that we pay extra for, but also they're using plugins in WordPress to do most of this. So like it was already, I just had to go into our email that we pay for, and I could pay for an email address that has these kind of advanced features. But anyway, so SendGrid wants to send an email, and rightly so. It wants to send an email to the email address that you want to use to verify that you basically that you own that email, which, you know, makes sense. But I had not set up a mailbox for that because that cost extra money for the domain. So podcastmaps.com didn't actually have an email address. Oh, Adam, why do you it was going to be a Gmail address, but again, Gmail, you know, let me down. So anyway, bottom line is I spent some time trying to figure out, okay, all right, I'm going to use, well, first of all, figuring out that I had to use SendGrid, right? Or something similar to that. And so I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll do it. And then I decided, okay, I'll pay for an email address because it's not that expensive. And again, the goal of this site is to open it up for other podcasts to use and also have this on my resume of, oh, here's a React app that I've built. Even if it's simple, it shows that I've actually built React apps. And I'm calling APIs, I'm using the Google Maps API, and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. So I go in and do that, and then I realize I was just going to pay the very small amount and just have a forward that forwarded from info@podcastmaps.com to my Gmail address. And it wasn't working. Like, nothing was coming through. And so then I thought, well, okay, I'll just pay for a mailbox. I won't do a forward. I will just pay my domain registrar for a mailbox. So I did that. And it's not horribly expensive, but there was some money involved. So then it still wasn't going through. And so then I looked and I was like, oh yeah, when I had to set up when I had to set up the forwarding for Mix Minus, there was a specific setting that I had to change. And so I changed that setting and I tried again. Because basically it was just like your email requests to your domain are not going to the right place. And so you need to add a certain record that lets it know, hey, if this is an email request, you need to go to the email provider and not to, you know, where the server is. So I did all that and it still wasn't working. And I thought, well, maybe that takes some time to propagate, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to bed. And I had both sent verification emails from SendGrid, but I also sent an email just from my regular email address to the other address just to see, was it receiving emails? And so when I got to my desk this afternoon after finishing up work, I checked that mail, and in the middle of the night, it got, at some point around midnight, it got the emails that I sent, but it never got the verification emails from SendGrid. So then today, I was like, well, it must be working. So then today, after I had sat down, I looked again. Or I resent the verification. And it's not here. So I don't know. So either it's taking a really long time for emails to come in with my setup, or something is still wrong. But if I can get this figured out, the actual code piece of it is like, it'll take me 5 minutes and then he'll get emails. But I just, it's setting this crap up. All right, well, that took up most of it. Let's go back to contact here. Let's talk about the weekend. So we talked about Saturday. We were watching a lot of Prison Break. I didn't do any work. I just kind of laid around because I wasn't feeling good. We ordered food. Then on Sunday, I played at church. in the morning and then came home. And then we went to a new restaurant, a new brunch location. They had only been open, this was their second day. There were so many things. Okay, the email that I just sent to myself came in, but the verification from SendGrid is not here. I don't know what the heck. I know the email is receiving email, but I don't know where the verification is going. It's not in the spam folder. It's not in inbox. Anyway, so yeah, so I don't know what I was talking about now because I stopped to read that email. Sunday, church, restaurant. Yeah, they were just getting used to it. It was just like a breakfast I had cooked at home. It wasn't horrible, but there were a lot of things that I would change. But I think they're going to learn that since that was only day two. And maybe our learning is don't go to a restaurant that's only been open for 2 days. Because they may not have all their systems in place. And I guess I'm not going to get to contact because I am out of time. And the rest of Sunday, I finished up some work, did some editing, and that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.